Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AREUS medical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. We are still at the WebPT Sunset Soiree, although unfortunately, the sun has set. We did have a killer view about 30 minutes ago on the terrace here at Graham Sessions 2017. Gentlemen, wonder, thank you for coming on the show. I want you to introduce yourselves left to right. Mike, you're up first.
I'm Mike Johnson. I'm the president of Home Health for Bayana Home Healthcare.
Nice. Mike, welcome to the show.
I'm Mike Friedman. I'm the director of Rehab Therapy Services at Johns Hopkins.
Nice to have you on the show.
And I'm Ira Gorman, surrounded by one mic, two mics, four mics.
It's an Ira sandwich. We got
four,
Mike,
four
Mike, and Ira.
That's me, yeah.
All right, so gentlemen, first Mike, which Graham session is this for you in terms of number?
So this is actually only my second Graham session.
Second Graham sessions. Ira?
My eighth.
Eighth! Kudos to you. And Mike?
This would be my virgin session.
Virgin session. You always remember your first time. That's what I've been told anyway. So let's go to the guy for the virgin. We're at the end of day one of your first Graham session. What have you taken away so far? What is stuck in your brain? You and I actually had a conversation. You and I are the kind of guys who, when there's a room full of people, we stand in the back of the room and we pace. And we're looking for side conversations because we talked a little bit. So what have you taken away from Graham Sessions day one so far?
I think I was most excited. Traditionally, Graham Sessions, I believe, has been really to focus on private practices.
And you're not in that.
I'm not in that.
Right.
So I was really excited that, one, they opened the doors to bring in other voices and other perspectives. Two, they were open to that.
Yeah.
And three, we really talked a lot about population health and having a partner in the future, and which honestly, more than anyone, is big time change for private practices.
Yeah.
So that was pretty impressive.
So real quick, what do you do at Johns Hopkins? Because it's a big, big name, especially, I mean, because I'm in D.C. and you're up the road at Johns Hopkins. Real quick, what do you do there?
I don't really do much at all.
Okay, good. No, that's good.
No, so as a director...
Are you hiring? Because I will work with you.
So as a director of rehab therapists, one, we of course do the provision of physical therapy, occupational okay. therapy, speech, across the continuum. I'm actually involved also academically. And the big thing I do academically is I'm involved in what we call our activity mobility promotion program. It's really looking at function of patients across the continuum and developing a surveillance model for when we see patients start to drop off. So that patient who might have been in the hospital comes out, goes back to primary care. Maybe she's an 85-year-old who was up all the time making meals herself, but now she's a little bit more fatigued and not doing those things. When she goes back to primary care, how do we recognize that then and get the right people involved as opposed to waiting for a fall to happen?
That's a cool program.
So that's the cool stuff I think we're doing.
I like that. All right, so you've done eight. You've done two. Let's go to two real quick. So first, Mike, what have you taken away so far?
So a couple of things. One is just the reminder that we don't have enough venues like this.
Yeah,
as a profession.
Unique.
So my second is the comment that Mike made is, right, I'm not in private practice either. I did outpatient orthopedics, but in the health system for many years.
Okay.
But I've been doing home health for almost 8 years I've been with the organization. And so, you know, from my perspective, we've got, as a profession, we've got to be able to figure out how we're connecting outside of ourselves. And
yeah.
So the discussion that we had today, sort of beginning to look a little differently at, you know, are we going to continue to be waging a war with every other profession?
Yeah.
Or are we going to figure out how to sort of put out the white flag and say, we're all in this together. How do we figure out how to sort of create the system that we talked about?
Yeah.
I think that's the opportunity.
Yeah. We're not supposed to say who said what at Graham Sessions. That's the whole deal. But I can say what was said. I did not know this. The fifth largest economy in the world is the United States healthcare system.
That's right.
I did not know that. That's a big deal when you say right. that. How do we stop waging war within ourselves and say, let's settle the problem?
Well,
$1 trillion a year.
Right.
What was it again?
$3 trillion.
Wow.
Healthcare in the United States.
Well, that is an amazing figure.
Right, and from a business perspective, if you're going to spend that kind of money, you expect results. We have the worst outcomes of any industrialized nation in the country. So
pathetic.
There's a disconnect. So we're spending a lot of money, and for the most part, we're not getting the value from a population perspective.
Yeah.
Now, that said, you go to a place like Johns Hopkins and others, the best healthcare in the world is here in the United States, no question about it. But the distribution of that
across the population is lacking.
Yeah, and it may sound like socialism. I'm not a socialist, and I don't think we need to head in that direction. But the idea is, if the workforce isn't healthy, it's going to start to drag on the entire economy.
Right.
We've got to figure out a way that at least basic level care is delivered, and I think physical therapy is a key piece of that.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Ira, been to 8 of these things. There's only been 10, so
right.
You're batting 800.
I missed 2. I missed the first one. I came the second time.
All right.
I was in private practice for many years.
Where are you from? What part of the country?
Denver, Colorado.
All right. So, I mean, like extra room or something if I wanted to ski?
Anytime,
I'm just ballparking
yeah,
yep, it there
yeah.
for me. All right, good.
You're welcome. I teach at Regis University.
Yeah.
I was in private practice for years, so I was a member of the section, and I was invited to this early on when it first started. It was about 60 people at the first couple. But now I'm the president of Health Policy and Administration section. So what's really exciting is both of these guys said, about 3 years ago, Steve Anderson came to me and asked HPA to be a co-sponsor with the intent of trying to move it away from private practice so that it wasn't just a private practice topic. And we were the first ones to add in global health, technology, and other issues.
And so now those words are everywhere.
Right.
Which
and
is
I'm,
great.
And I'm thrilled that they see the value of the topics, and I feel that we had a lot to do with that, and I was really proud of that.
So I can ask you this question, and not so much these guys, because you've been to 8. What's one of those things that has really stuck with you that you've definitely taken back with you, as we like to say in PT or Con Ed, on Monday morning applicable?
That we need to look outside ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes we get a little bit too much internal, and we need to have an external focus. Our vision is external, and now we have to start living the words we wrote in 2013.
Yeah.
So that was real exciting today. We've had some controversial issues. I'm an educator, so the whole discussion on PT education.
That was a big
one. With two of the people, that hits very much close to home, and I enjoyed that, and I appreciate both speakers and that perspective.
I'll be honest, not many times during a debate, something like that, because we have a lot of debates, whether we like it or not, on social media in terms of Facebook. I think you should believe this, or I think you should believe this. People just post things, but this was a genuine debate, and those guys were very, very nice to each other.
Respectful debate.
Right. They're just saying, hey, I agree this. I understand you agree that, and I'm going to explain my point of view. I'm going to listen to your point of view. But it was, I expected to go in one way. I won't say which way, but I came out kind of going the other way.
That's a good debate.
But my mind was changed.
Reasonable people can disagree about things and have a good discussion.
And still have a beer with each other later on the night.
That's right.
And be friends about it. All right. So my question with you, what do you think is coming next? The topic of the founders interview that I'm hosting tomorrow is, what did you believe then and what do you believe now in terms of this Graham session was started in 2007, and now we're in 2017. It's been 10 years. What's something that you believed when you started in PT that now has changed, and now you believe something different? What do you think is coming next?
Well, clearly, this year is going to be a time of change for healthcare. I mean, we just went through a big national election.
Big.
Nobody's sure what's going to happen. So
the inauguration's today.
Oh, I heard about that.
That we're recording, yeah.
So I think that's going to be a big thing. I think next year at this time we'll be reacting to some changes that are coming forward. And I hope that we're very adaptable to it.
Yeah.
I mean, politics aside, we have to live with the system that's coming forward.
Yeah.
And I think as an organization, we tend to be pretty adaptable that way.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful.
The PT Pinecast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff.
Introducing EcoPro pillow covers, good for the environment and your clinic's bottom line. EcoPro pillow covers are the clinic pillowcase replacement designed to be wiped clean, just like your treatment tables. Each EcoPro pillow cover saves you 2,600 gallons of water per year, time spent laundering pillowcases, and the money involved with clinic laundry, with no special cleaner required. A special deal for Pintcast listeners, when you order online at EcoProPillows.com, you'll get free shipping on any size order with the promo code Pintcast. EcoPro pillow covers, created by PTs for PTs. Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2000. 2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com.
Let's give a nice warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
Mike, same question. What's coming next? What do you see down the line from Johns Hopkins?
I think what's really interesting is no matter what the policy is, no matter what the next structure comes in, at the end of the day, if we provide better care that is based on evidence, drive better outcomes,
yeah.
Think about the patient first, the cost curve will bend with that.
Okay.
The number two thing we need to do is just, there is so much waste in the system. You don't have to look hard. You're going to trip over it.
Yeah.
Getting rid of just a small amount of that waste will bend that curve.
Yeah.
That's the second thing. And then the third thing was mentioned by someone else today, which I found very interesting. He just mentioned in the past how much money and effort had been spent on what physical therapists should own.
Okay.
What should we have?
In a clinic, you mean? Or?
No, own as opposed to chiropractics.
Oh, okay.
Compete. Or we should not POPs. We shouldn't work with exclusivity or
right.
What we have to compete with occupational therapists.
Right.
And it's really been about setting up walls and being exclusive.
Right.
To hear someone who himself had gone to the Hill multiple times and the money spent by private, to turn around and say, maybe what I've done in the past, that time was then, and now we need to think about how are we inclusive
right.
And
instead of
collaborative.
Exclusive. Yeah.
And that the healthcare community of providers are in it together. That was pretty interesting, and that I didn't live or was involved in those times, so I can imagine for that person.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty eye-opening. And,
different.
It was
yeah.
Eye-opening for me
different
to
approach.
Hear from him.
All right, so what do we got? What's something you think is coming next, since that's our theme? What happened? What do you believe then? What do you believe now? What's coming next?
10 years ago, really good education and really good clinical practice would be all we need to do.
Right.
Right. Just be really good at what you do.
And the rest will take care of itself.
Yep. And I don't believe that anymore. As I said today, I still believe that that's important. But what we've got to figure out how to do is how do we start to influence the system in such a way that physical therapy gets, it isn't a separate service. It's sort of, how do we infuse it? How
right.
do we infuse the idea of function?
Well, you're going to go to your dentist every 6 months and you're going to see your doctor every couple months because,
right.
you know, if you feel well or not for a checkup. How do we make that my physical therapist? I've got to see him because I want to move good all the time. So I should probably see him every once in a while to make sure I'm still moving good.
But there was a comment that was made today that I agree with. Going to making sure that the consumer thinks about me or Mike or Ira as my physical therapist
right.
is, I think there's value there. But what I want is I want the physicians in the community, I want the employers in the community to think about me as the physical therapist for the folks that they're taking care of.
Uh-huh.
So these connections, we've got to figure out how to build a system
yeah.
in which we're a key piece of that. And so we're not reliant just on the public. I do want that part. But going sort of business to business,
yeah.
as was described, I think
Mike
is really important.
That. Yeah, all right. Ira wanted to jump in on that.
Yeah,
what do you got?
You brought up some interesting things. So a few years ago, there were some topics, and I was involved in that, is that we need to move away from physical therapy as a service and go back to physical therapist as a profession.
Okay.
So you brought up, you know.
What is the difference?
So
the difference is that
you're looking at an individual. As you said, my physical therapist.
My physical, right.
I've never heard anybody say they're going to take their child to pediatrics. Nobody says I have an orthopedic appointment today.
Okay.
They say they're going to see the orthopedic surgeon. I'm going to go see my dentist. I'm going to go see my pediatrician.
Right.
And they should say I'm going to see my physical therapist.
I agree.
It's about the individual professional. Okay. Physical therapy is not a generic service. So that language has to change and that practice has to change.
Who has to start that vernacular change first? I think it's us. If it's not us, who's it going to be?
Exactly. And then patients will follow that.
Right.
But they've gotten used to,
but we've got to repeat it.
Right.
Over and over.
Or you're coming into physical therapy today, you'll see so-and-so or this so-and-so. I mean, if I had an appointment with a certain physician and that person wasn't there that day, I don't think I would go.
Right.
Unless I was dying. You know.
We do the same thing
right.
with something as simple as a haircut.
Right.
My dad does. Steve's not working today? I'll be in tomorrow. Is Steve back tomorrow? Like, as simple as a haircut. That's your fucking hair, man.
Right.
This should rest your body.
Yeah, people identify with their hairstylist.
Right, if
yeah.
Ira's not in today, I get along with Ira. I'm going to wait till tomorrow when Ira's back.
I know, but my hair is pretty important.
Your hair is great. I'm not doubting your
hair. Glad this is radio, not
this
TV.
This is radio.
Right?
All right, so every episode that we do is a pint, and before we're done with the pints, We do shots.
This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
Parting shots of wisdom. We'll start from left to right on your radio dial. We'll go with Mike first. If you were to leave the field with a parting shot of wisdom, what would you want them to remember?
I would say, for the folks listening, is stay the course, right? Good work pays off, and cooperation and collaboration with others. So don't be afraid to reach out and sort of reach across the aisle, if you will, to other providers. But we have a lot to offer as a profession. Yeah. And we've come a long way, and I think our best days are ahead of us.
Yeah, we say that a lot, but doing it is very important and difficult the first couple times you do it. It's awkward. The more you do it, the easier it'll get. I think that's important. Iro, parting shot, what do you got?
Physical therapy is a high-value service. We have a lot of value to offer at a lower cost than other alternatives, including surgery and medications, and we just need to keep pushing that. Yeah. I think people realize that, but we have to demonstrate it with outcomes and marketing.
I like it. All right, Mike, what do you got for a parting shot?
It's really easy to talk to people that are like you.
Yes.
And work in places you work and agree with them. It's a lot harder to influence people that aren't like you or work in different places.
Yeah.
And I would just encourage people to think about how they can continue to have those conversations, keep their minds open, and think what the value is for other people, what's in it for them, more than they're always thinking about what's in it.
Best way to do it. I appreciate it. I like that very much. Gentlemen, appreciate you guys coming on the show. I think we learned a lot, and I'm looking forward to day two of Graham Session. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys.
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.